It was standing room only in the Baltimore County Council chambers yesterday afternoon as the council heard from both sides of the controversial issue of housing vouchers. Meanwhile, WYPR's John Lee reports that the odds may be improving that the legislation will pass the council when it comes up for a vote next week.
The legislation would require landlords to accept housing vouchers, also known as Section 8. The debate boiled down to this. Opponents of the legislation say it should be up to property owners whether they accept housing vouchers. Supporters counter that rejecting people because they're poor and use a voucher amounts to discrimination. And it boiled over when a disabled veteran, Jill Williams, told the council that she had been repeatedly denied an apartment because of her voucher. Councilwoman Kathy Bevins asked opponents of the legislation that would protect voucher holders to stand up.
Which one of you want to look at Ms. Williams and tell her she can't live next door to you?
Okay. That caused opponents of the legislation to shout, "Shame on you," at Bevins, and she gave it right back to them.
Let's have order, please.
No, shame on you, not shame on me.
Bevins calling out the opponents may be significant because she, along with Council Chairman Tom Quirk, who was wielding the gavel, are the two council members who are publicly undecided on the legislation. Both will need to support it for it to pass. After the hearing, Bevins said she remains undecided, but she's planning to offer an amendment to try to get the legislation through. People who own just a handful of apartments would be exempt and would not have to accept vouchers.
In conversations with people, this kept coming up when I would go to community meetings and say, hey, I just own that one house, or I have two houses, and like, I just don't think that's fair. I do not want to be in a contract with the government.
But during the hearing, that idea was rejected by Yara Sheikh, who supports the legislation as is. Sheikh told the council she's a landlord with several apartments in the county.
Whether it's the federal government or the state government or the local government, it makes me a better landlord to have to bring something up to code.
Opponents of the legislation say it's a business issue, not a moral one. Aaron Greenfeld with the Maryland Multi-Housing Association says the red tape that comes with housing vouchers is costly because it can delay apartments being available for weeks.
This takes units off the market. It results in significant delay, not just to the residential housing provider, but more importantly, frankly, to the tenant.
Wayne Sloboda blamed voucher holders for not taking care of their apartments and driving down housing values in neighborhoods.
And unfortunately, and I can take you all over Dundalk if you would like to follow me and show you what Section 8 does.
But Marsha Parham Green with the County Housing Office said that people who complain to the county often are mistaken about who holds a voucher.
On average, we get anywhere from 5 to 10 complaints a week, and out of a month-long of complaints, we may have one person that was participant on the Housing Choice Voucher Program.
County Administrative Officer Stacy Rogers told the council of the 5,600 voucher holders in the county, 94% have jobs, are disabled, or are seniors. The county council is scheduled to vote on the issue next Monday. County Executive Johnny Olszewski wants the legislation to pass as is with no amendments. Otherwise, he says it may be rejected by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The legislation is part of an agreement with HUD that settled a discrimination complaint against the county. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.